wish I'm not there. Okay. I'm going to pull these. So.
Good. If I have some questions, I'll probably have the same questions. Yes.
Councilman Teddy, you want to go ahead? All right, 7:01 now. Call meeting order. I was trying. Everybody's missing. Okay. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with the borough clerk and forwarded to the Courier News and Star Ledger. This time we ask that you all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Yeah,
here.
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 Okay, we have to approve the September 26, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 On to the October 3rd, 2023 special meeting minutes. Do we have a motion?
Second.
Roll call.
Abstain.
Yes.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Very good. At this time, we ask for comments and invitations for discussion from members of the public. Also, clearly state your name and address in the microphone, so because
Paul Strum, 135 West Maple Avenue. So, a couple things. One, check with the whole water thing, right? So, which give you an update on that. There's definitely not a leak because when I got my new bill, I used a fraction of, and I told you I shut the sprinkler system off, so fraction of what it was. So clearly, the bulk of the charges were coming from the waste. I have spoken with New Jersey American Water, and they haven't figured out what the credit's going to be or whatever. But that, so I guess we're working on that. But just to let you know, so there's definitely not a leak. That's the first thing. Second thing, and I don't know if, you know, again, I'm not really versed in how these things work. But so I saw on the agenda tonight, and so my question is this. There's a couple of items there for New Jersey Transit for the waiting area. On the eastbound side of New Jersey Transit, and I didn't realize that the town is responsible for, you know, either building a waiting area or whatever. Looks like we're spending around $90,000 between a consulting firm or an engineering firm and then another $30,000 with somebody else. I thought that was New Jersey Transit's responsibility to take care of, you know, that stuff. So, I mean, that's really...
I would defer to Hector.
Sure. Paul.
Yes.
I will tell you that you saw the same. This project has been going on well before me. I think.
Early 2000s. Yeah. We had a grant back in the.
So to get to the point that you're raising is my understanding that sometime when the borough first started taking on this project, we were waiting for, you know, we asked a couple times for New Jersey Transit to take care of this, and they hadn't. We went out, the borough went out at some point in time, and again, you're probably talking about, you know, 2010 in that time frame. Went out and got some grant money for it, we're going to move forward with it. There was, as I understand, there was a hiccup at literally at the 11th hour. So that on pause, flash forward a few years later, we went up in a grant from the DOT called the DOT grant, I forget what the act stands for, and that was to cover the entire construction. So there's a couple of things going on. What you're seeing on the agenda is a all part of the grant, basically on a reimbursement basis. Not to get too far ahead of the agenda, but what you're seeing on the agenda is based off of different ways that were out of the borough's hands, out of the contractor's hands, and you'll see that when they're really knowing.
Yes.
Because it's a federal grant, there has to be construction study services. Basically, they have to be on site.
So my question really is, and it's the only thing I'm concerned about from our side, is the grant covering this whole project, or this is going to trickle down into the taxpayers having to fund some of this?
Sure. That's a fantastic question. The only thing that the borough picked up on this was the cost of the
which was $60,000, right?
According
to... probably higher, but I'm just saying...
It's a change order.
Right, so, I mean...
It's a little bit higher. It's probably more than $100,000. But after that, everything else from construction special services, the construction itself, that's all...
From the grant. Because my concern about this whole thing was, and again, I don't want to get crazy into this, is, you know, we're putting up all these apartment buildings here, and, you know, quote unquote, these are all renters. They're not taxpayers in the sense of property tax. Not that they're not spending their dollars here, but I mean, I've asked quite a few businesses downtown, and they're not seeing a huge increase anyway, but that's besides the point. But really, I just want to make sure this is not going to fall on taxpayers. You know, if we're already at 100, who knows where it's going to go from there. And in essence, it will fall on the taxpayers to cover the cost of this. And I would venture to guess that most people, and I haven't done the studies to look at it, but based upon what I've looked at from the census, and again, that was done, I think, in 2020, so it's kind of skewed at this point. But, you know, I think almost 50-something percent are renters in Valmont. They're not homeowners. So, I mean, that concerns me in that sense. And I'm assuming that number includes the apartment buildings as well, not just homes that are being rented out. Because at least if homes being rented out, you're collecting tax dollars from them. But the renters were not. So, I mean, again, I'm just trying to put all the pieces together to understand this because, it's, you know, we're spending a lot of money for, you know, outside, and I think, listen, I hope you achieve the dream of what you're trying to achieve, but, you know, just looking at, like, and I'm comparing it to, because I did my research on Somerville, and Somerville has, like, almost 70% of homeowners as opposed to 50% of renters. So, I mean, that's concerning to me for, like, the whole downtown, like, to try and, you know, build this up, and, you know, if these people are not spending money here, then it's not really helping us thrive. That's all I'm going to say on this. Mm-hmm. So.
I would say that this kind of two things. Not only that the transit is impact real cost for the transportation, but then when people come and use a chain and parking, not move their revenue from the parking. Okay, so that is one of them, something. Of course, they're going to be in parking lot, but, you know, that's sort of the deal. Most of it is being covered by grant money, but some of it is coming to the responsible taxpayers. But when you've invested hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars of grant money, you're not going to use it all for it. No.
I understand that.
And as far as the renters, they technically don't pay tax, but they pay a higher payment, which is a revenue. So we get revenues from homeowners, we get revenues from renters in the buildings that are up to small.
But most of those new buildings are tax abated.
No, the pilot, they pay, they make payments. It's the pilot stands for payment
of taxes.
The developers, those big buildings, while they're not considered property taxes per se, they're called payment in lieu of taxes.
Okay.
So the amounts that they're paying in
are
less than the standard.
Right. Okay.
Tax.
That's what I'm trying to get.
It's still relatively substantial.
And the increase of the time and
okay.
And of course,
when it was
full tax,
No, I understand. But so that leads me to my next point. Sorry, because now I'm thinking. All right, so there's, I think, 2,700 apartments or something of that nature. So have we, to house, you know, if there's 27, let's just say, a married couple, right? Most, maybe, you know, two people, maybe three in the household. So 54 to 7,000, somewhere around there. Does that mean we have to hire more police? And I'm not against hiring more police. I'm actually more for, I'm for it. You know, does it mean that we have to, you know.
No, there's the
education, like, are we going to overflow?
We're going to need more services. We're going to need more, you know, we need a different fire equipment for the fire,
sure.
Firefighters. The studies, I'm going to say the studies because I'm not 100% sure I believe it all. The studies say that these departments typically don't bring in school-age children. So there's, you know, if you have, it's not like a three-bedroom apartment on, you know, Queensgate. You could easily have children. I mean, they're claiming and expecting there should be little to no impact on the schools.
But so for example, I mean, obviously, so you have Meridia, right? I guess that's the first one that was built.
Yep.
And I'm assuming that's fully occupied or close to it. I don't know. Do you know the percentage? I mean, I'm not trying to put
as far as
spot of if there's children in there.
Can I interrupt? From last year to this year, the change in the population with the new apartments is 35 students for the whole district.
35 students.
So usually these are, mostly commuters from New York, younger couples. I haven't been to the buildings, met with the people. They commute. They still don't have kids, not that they won't have.
No, I understand. I got
it. But the impact of the student population, it was 35 kids, the whole district total.
But a lot of these buildings, when was that study done? Because a lot of these buildings weren't completed.
You're talking about the Meridia, right? And the buildings that are already there.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how many apartments there are in the Meridia, a couple hundred? Maybe?
240. The first Meridia.
So 240 apartments. So that's about 8%. Right, somewhere around.
No, but there's more apartments. I'm talking
about 35 includes Queensgate.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to get at.
Was the ridge up? Was the ridge built and occupied? The ridge?
Yes, for this time. For this school year, yes. Yeah, for this school year. So he was there.
But the way that I like to understand is how old in the gap close to the county. This is more than in the house. Right now, let's say we were down in the number of kids. Well, if so, quote, it costs $12,000 to educate four kids.
I understand.
$12,000 here in taxes, I'm getting $4,800 in the
fourth. $48,000. I understand.
So,
listen, I'm in the same boat. I have one kid and I sent him to private school. Right. Exactly. You're doing well with me.
It's a lot.
People
are not having kids in general. Unfortunately.
And so that's why, even though maybe our number of apartments is different than some of us,
But Somerville also has a thriving downtown. People want to go.
It's a county seat. It's a county seat. So they have the county courthouse. They have Capitolians for lunches.
Absolutely. And we don't have. No, I know that. No, this is only over the last 10 to 15 years. I get it. But I know.
I think you bring up some very interesting points, though, right? On the borough being 50%, I think we're more like probably 70% rental.
I'm just going by a 2020 census.
Yeah.
So I'm off, but I agree with you. Yes.
Yeah. And I brought up years ago when I was on the planning board to our planner, Carlos Rodriguez, when is the shift going to take place where you convert multifamilies into single-family homes, right? And that's what typically happens, right, across the nation, right? You see that you move away from the rentals, and what does Bound Brook do? We've introduced more rentals. So, yes, I've questioned it for years. I was told we are not at that point yet, which I don't agree with, So, when you build a community that's a transient community, you lose your fabric of the community, right? Home ownership, taking pride in your properties, being invested in the town. So I hear you. I think some of us up here may hear you as well on this matter. And, I don't know. Do I believe the numbers of the kids in the schools? I don't know. You know, the schools are busting at the seams, right? So,
that's,
you know, without putting a low jack on kids to figure out where they're living, you know, and ask those personal questions. But we hear you.
But that's the problem.
Yeah.
Is that we don't ask the personal questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, you know, it's invasion and whatever you want to call it. But the problem is that we don't ask the questions. So we're just being overrun. Yeah. To your point, we're busting at the seams.
Yeah.
You know, we're putting up these apartment buildings, you know, especially this new one that's going up right here on Vossler. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I if I was a homeowner on Vossler, I would be screaming at the top of my lungs saying, I now have three stories of people looking in at me, right into my living room, into my bedroom.
Come to my backyard and see what looks in at me, the mosaic.
Well,
right up against my
crop. So you understand my point, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
I
understand, like, yeah. You know, you want to put these buildings downtown. You know, I don't want to digress. Right? You guys have a full agenda. So thank you very much.
No, we hear you, but please come visit me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Point out, going back to the station,
sure.
That is a historic property,
sure.
And that adds a complexity of the property.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
The light. Donna Haight, 135 West Maple Avenue. I have no complaints. I would like to thank all of you for answering the email that I sent 2 weeks ago. I am delinquent and responding back to you, so I apologize for that. I will get around. I have a busy career and a busy kid. So I apologize, but thank you all for getting back to me.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be busy. Busy is better than the alternative. Busy is better than the alternative. Yeah, busy is better than the alternative. Very good. All right, last call for... Moving on, we now have a couple of ordinances for first reading, starting with Ordinance 2023-45, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 29 Solid Waste Management Section 29-1.2, included users and charges of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bolingbrook, establishing a procedure to obtain additional garbage totes. So we have a motion to pass to move the ordinance on first reading.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Councilman
Yes.
Councilman
Lombo?
Yes.
Councilman
Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Moving to Ordinance 2023-46, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 7.41.2, parking meter zones established of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bolingbrook to designate West High Street from Mountain Avenue. Typo, it's going to be east.
That is correct from the explanation.
High Street from Mountain Avenue to East Street as... two-hour parking. Do we have a motion to keep passed on first reading?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman
Perez-Kelly?
Yes. Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershevik?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. And introduction for resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. These resolutions are 2023-287 through 2023-294. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Does any council member like to remove any of these?
Yes, I want to remove the one about the one
Do you have a number?
What number?
All right. Any others?
No, I had the 293-294 as well.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Good.
Good.
All right. Let's start with 2023-288. Resolution authorizing a one-year contract extension to Brandsetter and Carroll Inc. for consulting services for the renovation of the Bolingbrook Pool. Correcting contract award amount and authorizing change order number one in the amount of $8,200. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion from the council.
All right, what is this exactly?
Yeah. Go ahead. Thank you.
Sure. two things. So the change order, the $8,200, rents out how the way their contract is written is based on the construction costs. So the initial way they're being built is based on their payment of the rest of the cost. After it pays to come in, obviously that cost is now different. So this represents that dollar.
Okay.
And this is for the pool design that is not, we don't have a kiddie pool, right? This is from the design that was approved from. And how much is that whole pool thing costing right now? It's 3.4 million?
Sounds like 3.7.
And it'll be completed?
They are on the clock, so we're going to get 300 days from. Last week is the estimated.
At the end of June, approximately.
Yes. So, fingers crossed. We are hoping for sometime late July.
Any other discussion? Roll call.
Councilman Yes.
No.
Yes. Can I say something? I don't know if I'm allowed to. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what you're going to say, but we don't approve this, so we're stopping the process, right? Or are we, how are we, right? The adjustment is because of, I read it right, because we're taking longer, because materials are more expensive, because...
In addition to the design, it also includes construction administration services. This construction is moving forward. If you don't do this, I'm certainly not qualified to do construction administration.
No. All right, well, as much as I disagree with the whole process, I'm going to vote yes as a tiebreaker. So that passes. All right, 2023-293. Resolution approving and directing the mayor to execute and deliver a certificate of completion on behalf of the borough of Bamberg for Meridian Main Station Urban Renewal Bamberg LLC. Change to Meridian Bamberg 532 Urban Renewal LLC for property known as 532 East Main Street. Also known on the tax map as Block 2, Lots 1.02 and 1.02X. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, can you clarify this a little bit more, somebody, please?
Yeah, so as we know, Councilman, this, we gave this project, this is a Meridian Main Station. Jim Mungat, construction official at the time, so construction official now, signed off on the CO. It's got to be 8 years ago, if I'm research. It's 7 years ago. And our process has always been a certificate of occupancy. That basically means the project complete. If I understand correctly, I think they're probably going for some sort of financing or whatever. So the bank looks for something known as a certificate of completion. And I guess the certificate of occupancy is not enough for whatever process they are.
So they're trying to sell this? Or they're not? Or they're just trying to tell the bank?
Yeah, but this is so.
It's completed.
Yes.
Okay.
So, this has been for years.
They just need a different name for the process they are doing.
It's something that's appropriate under the agreement that was entered into.
Yep.
Right. And just so that you know, there's no outstanding, no outstanding agreements that are in the RDA.
So he's not violating anything with the agreement with us, right?
Yeah. So basically, before this made it to you, I checked with all the different departments to ensure that they don't owe us anything, they don't. This was, we gave them their CO, I believe it was 2018.
Okay.
So there's nothing outstanding they provided. Are they required to provide an annual audit as well?
It's a requirement, yes.
And they're current on that?
Yes. Okay. It's one of the first things that I asked.
Okay, just to be sure, I do know that early on there was some delays in getting audited for the construction project.
Yeah, and Mary raised at the moment. There was some confusion on that because their pilot is based on construction costs, mm-hmm. not on any revenue. They didn't realize that
it's a different type of audit.
Yeah, it's still needed to provide, but they still deal with that and provide a command of audit.
Okay. So they are definitely in compliance, though. I'm assuming this is also going to apply to the next resolution as well. Okay. All right. Any further discussion on 2023-293? Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Kelly? Yes. Councilman Wanda?
Yes.
Councilman Gershwin?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. All right, resolution 2023-294, resolution approving and directing the mayor to execute and deliver an estoppel certificate on behalf of the Borough of Bamberg for Meridian Main Station Urban Renewal Bamberg LLC, change to Meridian Bamberg 532 Urban Renewal LLC for property known as 532 East Main Street, also known as the tax map as Block 2, Lots 1.02 and 1.02X. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Discussion.
What's the difference between... The certificate of completion is with respect to the project. The estoppel certificate is with respect to the redevelopment agreement that was entered into to develop the project. So what the estoppel certificate tells the lender is that they are not in default in any way under the agreement that was entered into that allowed them to construct that project.
Okay. And are we under any understanding why they're requesting this, or this is just... Are they refinancing it, we know of, or does
that? That's my assumption.
I know it's not our right to ask.
It's directed to the lenders. That's the purpose of the estoppel. It's directed to the lenders. When you say directed to the lender, it means they want to finish off with their lending, tell them that this is going on, or they're going to try to
refinance.
My guess is it's a refinance.
Yeah. That's typically, I know I have to issue letters to my clients saying they're self-employed, they've been in business for so long, and it has to go to...
Because the lender is not going to lend money on the property and the improvement on the property if they were to be in default, or the borough can claim they were in default in any way, because the borough could compel litigation that would then negatively impact the mortgage.
Correct. All right. Any further discussion or questions? Roll call.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Maricelli?
Excuse.
Councilman
Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman
Hershberg?
No.
Councilman
Lopez? Yes. Mayor? I'll say yes. All right, on to 2023-287 and 2023-289 through 2023-292. Do I have a motion to pass all those resolutions?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. Any unfinished business?
I could just have one for you.
Can I ask a question about Victor? To Chief, do we remember what did the city council?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. So, take a look at that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, for the special meeting.
That was a special.
Yeah. Yeah, there should only be three people there, of which two are here.
Yeah.
And they both opposed it. Yep. Nope.
It did kind of think that,
but I was like,
October 3rd.
Councilman Lopez, you were.
Oh, no, yeah, you said a question. I don't remember what the decision was for the parking situation between Mountain and John Street on the west side. Remember we mentioned something on the church block? Last session we mentioned something about it, but I don't remember. No. No, that's for this area. I'm talking about after Mountain. We mentioned something about it. I don't know.
I wasn't aware when we discussed that in this case of the last
meeting. All right. I don't know. We discussed, like, if we had, I remember saying the people from Verizon are parking there, And do we want to make it a two-hour parking?
So that's,
But that's not here.
So this is... So
that's these blocks here. I'm talking about the next block from Mountain to John. The church's block. I don't know if we mention it or we could touch on it later or...
Yeah.
I remember talking about it. Maybe I was...
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You did talk.
Yeah. So, okay. It wasn't in my brain. Okay, yeah. So,
yeah.
You
know
how to say it. Yeah, we were connected. Just that block, because again, I heard neighbors complaining these people are parking there the whole day, so we wanted to see if we could do something, and you know, because there's no
residents
on the right across.
The option for permit parking?
I don't know. That's what I was asking.
Like resident permit parking or permits only going over 9 minutes?
Yeah.
Like the suggestion would be to extend 2 hours on that word, reading from Mountain to East, just out of John.
And then they also said some people are parking there overnight, so I don't know. That's why I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, more and more, because they're only a block away from, right? They're only a block away from the north
ridge.
And
yeah.
The ridge. I mean, if somebody has to park, they mark on it.
So that's why I'm bringing it, because I remember we mentioned.
Maybe we look into permit parking like we're doing.
We can look at it and then discuss later.
What are you talking about?
This one is Mountain. No, yeah, yeah. That's here. It's the other side. One block, the other side. Yeah. So what do we can have it for next time?
Is the complaint parking during the daytime or parking
both?
Both. So we can do that.
We even mentioned that talk about you know, the church, to let some people park in the church parking. We mentioned all of that. I don't know why it's
not.
And people, since we're talking about that area, people are parking in front of the post office in the evening, so you can go by there and there's, like, cars there. They're obviously, the post office is not open. Yeah. It's a, what is it, a 15-minute, 10-minute or something, 10 to 15, yeah. So I don't know, maybe the patrol can...
The post office at night?
Yeah, so...
Let's see if there is a time limit.
I don't think there is.
Not for the night.
I'm not saying there is.
Yeah,
no,
I don't...
And we got to get a parking meter closer to the side of the post office. Because someone just got a ticket
today.
Does he work on a quota? Does he work on a quota? Because a lot of people are complaining about getting tickets.
And one of them is going on second year, maybe?
Correct. Yep.
So that will put them closer to the post office.
But make sure you tell where they're at, because sometimes they're hard to find.
So
put it like an arrow. Go this way.
I'm asking for clarification about the complaint by the post office being a 15-minute zone. Obviously, it's
not
open now. We could enforce it now if the ordinance permits it to what end.
It's not, well, if they're not supposed to be parked there, then
those spots will be out of use all evening until the... we'll enforce it.
Should we change it?
I don't know what objective we're achieving, because we didn't...
Well, I think if you're trying to mail something, right, you have the boxes outside and there's no spaces there, where do you pull? I don't know, right? I mean, I pull into one of those driveways. What?
You can't mail stuff in the car, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. That was an experience, right, that
But you would just take one spot, 10-minute parking after the hours are closed, and then the rest for overnight parking?
Whatever ordinances you pass to enforce, right?
Right.
Yeah.
The whole front of the post office is 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
24 hours a day. I'll check
your ordinance. Yeah, that would be the difference. If it's 24 hours or not.
We're correct
that
it is, but if that's what it is, including the weekends, it's quite
a lot. Okay. Thank you.
That's good.
What new business?
You want new business? Yeah. We have some stuff on new business. Change some dates.
Yeah, that, but or maybe at the end of the meeting, just an update on what happened at Citizens. I heard that something happened at Citizens today, and maybe we could just talk about that at the end of the meeting.
But
I heard.
Let's reschedule a minute our meeting first.
Okay.
All right. New business. We're going to reschedule some meetings. We're scheduling the following council meetings, November 9th and November 28th, and canceling the following council meetings, November 14th and December 26th. Why are we going to December 26th?
So
we're moving the 14th to a Thursday, preceding Thursday. What happens if we move the 26th to the following Thursday? I'd love to meet last year.
The 26th.
Do we have anything to do? I don't remember. I haven't been here.
You mean the last Thursday?
I'm sorry. Your suggestion for
is it practical to have another because we're doing it? We've already done it Thursday on the 9th. Can we just move it to the 28th?
I want to hear, not tell you that. That's fine. It's only one out of six.
I'm a little confused with this, with these dates. So you're trying to say November 9th, we should have a meeting that day, correct?
That's
instead of the 14th.
Yes.
Okay. And we should have on November 28th, correct?
That's right.
Okay. And for December, for November 14th and November 28th, or you want to keep...
We're eliminating those. That would have been normally scheduled. The 14th because we're rescheduling it back to the 9th, and the 26th because Borough Hall will be closed for a while.
So we're eliminating the last 26, right? So there's three of them then. Why are we moving the one on December from the 12th to the 14th?
You mean the
November.
November 14th to the 9th again?
Oh, wait.
November?
Yeah, I got three Novembers in mind.
They're being canceled. That one being canceled. And that November meeting being canceled, and then the December meeting.
Okay.
And then those two will be scheduled in November.
So nothing in December. December's going to stay the same. December 12th, right?
Yes, 12th and not November 26th.
Okay.
And November 9th is a Thursday.
All right.
Okay.
Remember that set for saving.
All right.
Put in your hand up. All right. So that's been done. We don't have that vote already. We're just doing that. And then the last item is to authorize the borough clerk to advertise the 2024 request for qualifications for professional services.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on it? Right.
No, yeah, and so, yeah, so a resident reached out to me that something took place at Citizens, so maybe I could just get an update from the borough.
Yeah, I'll do the best I can with this. There was basically the water pump became overpressurized, causing a major leak throughout. Right on scene, the PD, BBFD, OEM, basically all of our emergency services were there almost immediately. The building manager, management company were also on site. We had everyone basically evacuate as of 1 p.m. today, we are already, I believe it's the 5th and 4th floor are already cleared to post the blue jacket.
So what was affected, the lower floors, is that?
All the floors.
All the floors were affected.
So the entire building had to be evacuated. With a major leak like that, we wanted to make sure that everything was more than water before folks moved back in. Our construction official, again, emergency services, all been working together, and I would say everyone works just consulting for it.
So the building is not fully occupied. Then they had to move out. There needs to be repairs.
We had about 5 p.m. today, thereabouts. Mm-hmm. Folks on the 5th and 4th floor, four, five, and six.
Oh, four. Okay.
Four lots of to move out.
Okay. And when will the other folks?
When it's clear.
Okay. And what do they put up at other locations to?
Everyone who resides there have some sort of renter's insurance.
Okay.
So for those folks who could not find a relative or a friend to stay with or but everyone.
Okay. So that only gets covered if you have renter's insurance, right?
I guess. They're required to have it.
So the building, the responsibility of the building, they don't pay for that for the people.
No, the renter's insurance is
renter's insurance. Okay. All right, but no one was hurt. Right, no one was hurt. Okay. All right. All right, yeah, I heard from.
Okay, one other question I had a follow up, I don't remember what the name of the project is, the one over on. With the row houses on East Street for Palmer. Now, my understanding is they really began a demolition, which I am of the understanding that at least a huge rack colony, some of which are viewed as about 12 foot long, and that the resident that reached out to me and said that they had a neighbor who was trapping rats, and they've already caught and killed over 13 rats, and they were a foot long from my roof. And that I've also heard that similar situation happened with Ron Bosler when they knocked down Macklin. Now that we know that this is not being in construction, I don't run into this as a tax preparer or CPA. So they should, isn't this something that they would expect that we can request a plan somehow? Fumigate or whatever, pre-paint beforehand.
So my understanding is yes, that this is part of this is part of the approvals for demolition.
I'd be worried.
The extermination plan is part of the approvals. When I received my first call, very next call by me was the Citizens of the County Public Health. So we're working on it with the locals.
Yeah, she said she spoke to you and it sounded like it was being taken care of. I just want to raise the attention. I mean, the one over on Boston, my understanding is they're wrapped up like 6-8 blocks. They just went everywhere. Mm-hmm. They were destroying patio furniture, cushions, and it's.
heard that there were just a whole bunch of rats over on, you know, Washington Road, between Washington Road and Mount Avenue. I don't know if that was from there, but there are very resilient animals that I think that needs to be, as the next one comes down.
So one of the things that Steve and I have spoken on, Steve Ross and I have spoken about, is, is there anything more that we could be doing, more stringent things to do before they can sell this?
I mean, yeah, they're going to knock down a road over next to the City Park Theater, the one on Hamilton. And if that, whatever building that comes down, that's going to probably at least a whole other.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we can avoid, I mean, I'd like to, because, pets, kids running around,
not a good look
at that. The starvation certificate, I guess they need, is that something that we set, or is that a state standard, or?
To be very honest, I'm not exactly sure. I would imagine it's a state standard,
so if we
that's exactly the conversation that we're having right now. Knowing that there are other buildings, for example, there's a building over Rick, that's Boyd Rock. I have personally confirmed that I've been out of that a couple of weeks. We've asked them to provide us with a presentation certificate. And that's obviously that's not coming down. It hasn't come down yet. I mentioned a little less at some point. But certainly, before that happens, we would be sure that we were doing everything we could.
And I have to assume that if you see something, that's the whole iceberg. So if you see this, you know this. If you see an ant, it's not like, oh my God, I didn't know. There's thousands more where that came from. So, okay, good. I'm glad we're going to try to stay on top of that. Any other new business? All right. Moving on to the resolution to approve the bathroom. Resolution 2023-295. Resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $3,206,665.90. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Mota?
Yes.
Dr. Wilhelm Schmidt?
Yes.
Dr. Wilhelm Schmidt?
Yes.
I'd like to reopen the public comment one last time. Last case.
Hey, it's Mr. Condren. I know Councilman Longo asked about this a while ago, and I'm not sure how widely I sent out the email earlier this week. Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday. Mountain Avenue will be getting repaved from Main Street up to the extent of the project, so that construction is finally going to be done. You may have seen New Jersey American Water bouncing around Mr. Petty's old neighborhood there, Palmage Avenue, Bossler Avenue. They're going to be through next spring, right, moving around the entire borough. Every service that they have not cataloged, they have to go down to the main and determine whether it's copper or steel, galvanized or not. So you're going to see them on every road in the borough, and then
digging the streets up, or just
they're behind the curb line. You'll see their equipment, but they're behind the curb line, like a vacuum truck, like a sewer truck, and they're just making a little hole to go down to make a visual inspection to determine what those services are, and later on, eventually, they're going to have to come back. They have to replace the service. If you have a galvanized service, it'll be replaced by them. And then the other project that's imminent, which will be overnight work, is at Mountain and 28. That whole gas project, the Department of Transportation took forever to approve the detour plan, which they have now approved. So that will run nightly from, I think, 8 or 9 p.m. until like 6 in the morning. So those projects are imminent.
So we'll do our best to get things out on code red. We have a really great relationship with PD, letting us know what things are going to. So if we get it out on code red pretty early in something like this, we should get it out as soon as we can.
Well, they've also been pretty heavily advertised as far as I've seen. That we're trying to get homeowners to self-identify with those properties.
to replace, you know, I went in, you know, I was telling my next door neighbor, I said, you know, they like trapped the pipe, and if it's silver, you know, it's going to be galvanized, and I'm like, I'm not good with color, I'm like, it's shiny, so I had somebody else come in, and they said it was more cotton, so I didn't go out to replace it. That being said, my next door neighbor just had a blockage, that was the New Jersey American Water responsibility, and I wrote, and that was, so they blocked off my whole front, which I applaud their speed. They got there within a day, and it was all, like, replaced an entire section of sewer and repaved by about 2 or 3 o'clock that night. My only issue is that when I went to walk the dog the next day, I found garbage and Dunkin' Donuts and sub wrappers and a receipt for A&R excavating for 10.5 hours of trash and dump truck. On the ground, I mean, I have a receipt still. I mean, I don't know if they got to get reimbursed for their 10 hours of trash to come from A&R excavating, and the customer was JF Creamer. So there was, just like I said, there. Well, I'll say permitted to my address.
One more project that's imminent, and we've been talking, I understand it's imminent, they all know better than I, but we've exchanged emails and conversations. The Burroughs Road project, and my area of concern is going in front of the community middle school, and the crosswalks in the area of the middle school, now the school's back in session, the contractor now.
We did that this
summer. We were supposed to, they got backed up, and we had to move forward with the
money. So I don't know how we're going to achieve that. We meet with the school district and see what we can do. It's going to be.
We did the front of Lamont in the annex, now it's over school hours. You know, we'll sit down and figure it out. And go from there, we'll be doing the other part of the second. You know, you got a lot of kids who are leaving the school where you're stopping because West up there is your street. We're behind
I mean, it really needs to be done, so I think people appreciate that, but I mean, just expect a litany of calls and complaints.
Absolutely. And, you know, I guess all the schools have lots of walkers, but that school being the age, they're in the high school, they get most of the children walk as opposed to, but we'll figure it out. So I just wanted to make you all aware of this problem. So we did a pre-con meeting in the spring thinking it was going to happen over the summer, and it didn't. So I've requested another pre-con meeting before there's any work. Absolutely. Yeah, no, I would definitely be bringing that to the table.
And Mayor, I did forget to mention one other item, the library situation. Maybe you can bring us up to speed on that. And
So we had a special meeting last week to approve the contract to get the funds for a major rehab project. The HVAC projects was already signed and we're reading, you know, their contract is waiting on the parts. Sometime when we were getting the documents ready for the rehab project, we had an asbestos lending study that was done. Library asset that we shared that study with them, we did. My understanding was from there that the library had their own study done. The difference was that the study that we had done was only based on the scope of the project.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the only areas where they're seeing
that. The areas that were going to be disturbed.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And when the library they obviously did what we did with years. A much larger area. So, Friday afternoon, I had a meeting with the library consultant we hired. We pointed out that there was a good amount of acoustical plastic a lot of asbestos materials in it, and a lot of that acoustical factor in the ceiling is in disrepair, broken, what have you. And obviously that and the HVAC going, blowing air and fans running, the decision to close the library is immediately. We met the same group, basically with all the environmental professionals, which included this outfit, team that we did obviously our study. Cornerstone, who's the project with the architect on the rehab project, myself, and in the library we met on Monday morning to kind of prepare notes, that's kind of where we are at this point, planning, waiting for some sort of estimate.
To obtain it, right?
It looks like it's sort of pretty much a total payment on the new wing. The original structure, believe it or not, is so old that it doesn't matter.
Have asbestos.
Okay.
Too old for asbestos.
So, like, for the construction and, like, the replacement of the doors, right, the facade, right, that needs to be repaired sooner than later, right, because of the rot, could that go forward?
I don't know the answer to that question. There are a lot of moving parts on this. We have local contract requirements. You have the work conditions and period involved in this. There's so many moving parts on this. This is an element, and I'm at this point, I'm kind of taking it by the letter of the clock, trying to one understand how the magnitude of this, looking for grant funds to see if it can help offset these costs. You're right. There are some other areas that may be done. However, I will tell you that the consultant that the library hired, in fact, is that you think it needs to be done first before any other work moves forward. Now, obviously that person does not work for the borough.
Mm-hmm.
However, just by way of relaying, one of the things was that, that goal needed to be done before it.
Yeah, because you have the roof, that's an issue, the soffit, right? Right, that's leaking and getting behind the bricks. I mean, there's some things that could be repaired, non-asbestos related, unless you all are thinking about tearing down that building at some point. These things should be addressed because they haven't been addressed in the last 2 decades, right? I mean, a long time. So I really hold the borough responsible for the neglect that this building is in, right? And I know that at some point it's not going to be repairable, right? And we're going to sit here and hear, oh, we need to tear this building down or whatever is going to come before the board at that moment. But, I mean, if we don't look to repair some of these things that are non-asbestos, it's not going to happen.
One professional's opinion, and not the only professional in that room, but one professional's opinion was the entire payment needed to happen beforehand.
And who was that professional opinion?
That the library
hired. All right, so they
their own people to check it.
Okay. I mean, I don't doubt that there's asbestos, right, with the tile and everything else on the floor, right? You just look at the year that building was, the new wing, right, was built, right? It was, John's Mansville, whatever. So, I just know the more time that goes on, you're going to lose some architectural details of that building, and you're going to cause more problems, right? Because you have a roof that leaks, and you have,
like I said, the soffit. And this has not been addressed for years. I don't know what other council people did as liaisons to the library, but they certainly didn't address these issues, and the town hasn't addressed it. I mean, I'm being completely honest with you, right? 13 years the contract has not been renewed, you know? So I hold us responsible for, you know, if you don't want to lose this building, and it can be repurposed into something else and not cost millions of dollars, right? Or, I don't know, you know, there's grants and whatever. The library people are looking for a new library, right? Are they going to move downtown to the bank building? Possibly. But in the interim, something needs to be done to preserve that building. And it's all part of the old graveyard and everything else. We tout ourselves on being the historic borough, right? Come move to Bellbrook in these lovely apartments because of our history, and we just toss it away, right? We tear down the Ballmer. We tear down the Bellbrook Hotel. Now it looks like the library, I feel, my gut is telling me, is on the chopping block. So
I'm voting no with the chopping block.
That's, and I'm a little animated tonight because it's just all too often you just, you know, I feel like a gerbil on a wheel, you know, and this is going on and on. So.
Mm-hmm. I have spent a lot of time making a lot of phone calls. I don't believe that that would be the direction that this council would, or future councils for that matter. I don't believe that that would be the direction that would be given to me. So I am proceeding as such.
Okay.
You know, looking for, again, different opportunities. You know, looking here, looking there. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you know, that as I was reminded earlier today, you know, that's also part of our critical infrastructure. So, you know, during the whole day, that's our...
Yeah, it serves the community at large, yeah.
It's not just the, as I understand it, it's not just the, you know, the library.
No, exactly.
It serves as sort of a hub of the borough. So, one way of saying, I'm proceeding as though at some point in time, when all the facts are before us, that we're going to be looking to rehab this building. One thing I will say, and not to correct you or anything, but I will say, in the spring of 2016, there was a major construction project that was done. Obviously, it didn't go far enough, but I believe those dollars that were available at that time. Again, this is before this one, so, you know, I'm not defending my own legacy. I put it by way of saying this was, I know that that was done at that point in time.
So, where's everyone going to go for a library right now? Where are they telling everyone to go?
So, the, the branch manager and I exchanged some messages today. I believe that she is in. Working with one of the local churches to have some limited hours available. There are some groups, LDC, there's the volunteers in Sunset County. As you may or may not know, they also spend they've also utilized the space for the conversation with Richmond Avenue. I have also heard this space here. Where we all sit, it's a couple of times we work in, obviously working in half around the schedule. It's really sort of all hands on deck, pitching in sort of thing that's going on.
Because they're going to have to clear everything out.
I'm sorry?
They're going to have to clear out that library.
During our conversation, books and outside of historical artifacts that the library houses, but a good amount of those books probably.
Why?
Because there's really not, in 2023, there's not really a whole lot of data. The library, and this is not the library, but the library, has gone more towards a digital. a digital service as opposed to
Was it?
Well, the other thing that I didn't tell you really, because I've been at council a long time,
the cost of doing the things that need to be done outrageous. And the building is not handicapped accessible. And to make it handicapped accessible is nuts.
It doesn't have an elevator, but it is handicap accessible. There's a handicap ramp outside.
I think personally that we need to proceed that it's our building. We're going to do what we need to do to make this building inhabitable. These county library system, and I know I've been an advocate for that, for the services they provide, but to the extent if they're going to require something more than what is actually necessary, I think we need to get the building to where it can be used for whatever it is we ultimately plan on using it for, under the presumption that, say, they get the $3 million grant that they've just applied for, and we're able to effectively relocate. Say that happens. Well, we're back to, we have a historic building that has asbestos.
Which is
what it sounds like we're, how we're...
Basically, no matter what happens with this grant, if we're successful, and all those pieces fall in place,
we still need...
I still want to build it. No, I still have to do something.
No, that's the point. So that's kind of like what we're doing.
Until this governing body or future governing bodies tell me differently, I am proceeding as if we are working towards a charter of the committee.
All right, thank you.
And not to prolong, can anybody provide me an update on the negotiations with the lease contract?
We have worked with the SLA. I would imagine that you will probably see MOU at the next meeting. Shift gears towards a meeting.
Superior Officer Association.
Does that have to be approved by a certain date, or is that finalized? Oh, the end of the year. Okay, so January or December 31st, whatever.
Okay, I'm ready to adjourn.
Yes, sir. I'm going to vote no.
All opposed to the adjournment?